Do you have days where you feel you should be doing something more or possibly something less? Today's episode is for you, beloved. But first, let's thank Made to be Thriving, who left a 5-star review entitled Blessed. It says, "I am beyond blessed by Corey. She is incredibly encouraging. You can't help but be drawn in to listen to what she has to share. Led by the Lord and sharing His love." Thank you, Corey. You are so welcome, my dear. I am blessed by you as well because these reviews encourage my heart and they testify to future listeners. I would love to feature you guys on a future episode, so head over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening from and leave that review, beloved. But for today, let's explore how a biblical perspective on who God designed you to be as an entrepreneurial mama can help you have the breakthrough you desire. Hey, hey, mama. Welcome back to the Treasured Mama Podcast. I'm Corey Messer, a Kingdom Life Coach and Messy Mompreneur, and I want to know if you're like me. Have you ever felt like you've lost yourself in all the things? Or perhaps you just need some encouragement on this messy journey of authentic motherhood? In this space, we love sharing routines, rhythms, and real stories of real moms as we declutter our heads, our hearts, and our homes to discover clarity and confidence. If you're ready to gain clarity on who God designed you to be, create simple systems for a more peaceful household, and connect with other mamas doing the same, this podcast is right up your alley. My prayer is this episode will encourage you, so grab a drink, take a mommy moment, and listen in to today's goodness. Welcome back, Mama. Coach Corey here. I am excited to explore the concept of being a king and priest in God's kingdom. Now, stick with me here because you may think, I'm not a king, I'm not a priest, but I think those words have been shifted to imply something that separates us from the biblical understanding. So first off, if it makes you feel more comfortable, you can think of a king as a queen, but I want you to really think of it as a king being somebody who operates in the earth from a place of dominion that God has given them. And think of a priest as more the side that is tuning into Holy Spirit directly from an eternal standpoint. So our verse for today is 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. It says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light." This is such a fascinating scripture because first off, there is so much in here to unpack. But second, I think it speaks to us as women, many of us who are mompreneurs, and why we have felt a dissonance or a disconnect in just staying at home with our kids or just working outside of the home. Now, I want you to know that when I say just, I'm not implying that if you don't have a career or if you don't stay at home exclusively with your children, that you're missing out on something. And I think you will understand the heart behind this as we unpack it. But for today's conversation, I want you to think of being a king and a priest as two different components of our existence. Right? We talk about a triune God being Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Those are all aspects of who God is. You, as a daughter of the King, you are also called a king and a priest, as we saw in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. So this was very interesting for me because this is a scripture I've studied before and had an understanding. However, God does these things with me where He will highlight themes. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but you may realize something seems to be popping up or happening on repeat, or you have a heightened sensitivity to a certain word, phrase, name, number, or location even. And we never put the creation before the Creator. But the Creator, God Almighty, will use creation to speak to His children. When I have these themes that happen, I begin to ask God, is this something you're drawing my attention to? or is it something I can disregard? Is it a divine download from you, or is it a dirty distraction? And when God really lets me know that this is something from Him, it becomes really fun to go on this treasure hunt with Him to unpack the treasure that's already within me. And we're going to talk about that a little bit today, because I know as moms, I hear from you all the time how you feel called to your first ministry, which is your home ministry, and perhaps a ministry outside of that, but you really know that you want to have relationship with your children. You want to be involved in their lives and have an intimate relationship with them. And that is holy, and that is an honorable thing to do. Absolutely. But then you find yourself in this gray area of feeling as if there's something more in addition to motherhood. You are not alone in feeling as if when you desire to do something outside of the home, you feel bad, almost as if that means you're not as grateful for what you have within your home. Sometimes God is calling you to the marketplace. And sometimes He's also calling you to a ministry in addition to your home. Notice I'm not saying a ministry only outside your home, because your first ministry is your home ministry. If we think of kings and priests being the duality of our existence, we can think of this as the king side being more of the marketplace on the earth, having influence and impact to the areas that God has called us to. And you can think of the priest side as being more of the ministry side, where you're hearing directly from the Father, you are partnering with all that He's giving you to honor Him. But then sometimes when He calls you to take that to the marketplace, sometimes in kingdom or Christian circles, and sometimes in secular circles, it's important that we honor that. We don't discount that because it looks different from what we've seen modeled before us. As a mom, I want to give you permission and remind you that as part of your identity in Christ, you are both king and priest. When we are exploring, what has God called me to do with my life? I have never, ever in the history of ever met a mom who had one thing and that was it. I've never met a mom that was like, I am meant to scrub this same plate over and over again. Or I am meant to only speak into this child and nobody else, not my spouse, not my community. Or I am meant to only create and paint shoes and give them away. Those may all be parts of what God has called us to do, to take care of our home, to speak into the children He's entrusted us with, and to be creative with the areas that He's called us to make and develop and create. But we don't do one of those things. We do all of those things because God has called us into leadership, and He's also called us to leverage our relationship with Him as Lord over our life. Prayer is a beautiful thing. I have entire courses where I help people learn how to audit their time and create space in their day to pause and pray with Heavenly Father. In fact, I even have some biblical meditations that are rooted in Scripture that I'm working on bringing to the marketplace for all of you. But I also know that there are times when God calls us to pause in the prayer closet. And there are times when He calls us to be activated and take action and partner with the authority that He's given us to impact and influence people that are beyond our prayer closet. There's an incredible man of God, Michael Dalton. He was talking about this concept, how we don't just want to intercede, but because we're also kings, we are called to invade. What this means is intercession is really praying on behalf of somebody else. And that is an incredibly beautiful thing. But when you've been interceding, if God lets you know, you need to go to somebody's house and invade that territory to bring the atmosphere of heaven, or you need to invade another territory, then we get to do that thing. Because kings don't acquire new territory by staying in the palace and simply speaking about how they wish it would be different. I encourage you to both pray, But then posture yourself to be activated and launch out in those places that God has called you to, because God is our lifeline. We want to connect with his presence. Pray through the things that he has called us to so we can receive what it is he wants us to produce. And then we go out and promote his name. We give him glory when we are distributing the things he's called us to create or produce. And it's so beautiful because we get to be reminded the kingdom is within us. God has given us everything that we need within us, to include all of the skill sets and abilities to develop in the areas we need to be a God-fearing mother, a God-honoring woman, a devoted spouse in a holy way. We get to be reminded that Holy Spirit dwells within us. Because Jesus is the high priest and he is the King of Kings, we get to connect with him, operating from an internal place first, then allowing the overflow to influence the places and spaces and people that God has called us to influence. It is something that happens so often in motherhood. And when I say it, I mean partnering with lack. We get to remember the things that we speak and declare out of our mouth are the things we are subconsciously partnering with. What doors have you closed that God opened and prepared for you? It is time, beloved, that we realize we are both and. We are both called to motherhood and we are called into ministry and or marketplace. So often we are trying to fit into this limiting box for a season, and then we separate that from another season. We say, you know what? I'll do motherhood in this season, and I'll do ministry in this season, and I'll contribute to the marketplace in this season. But what if God was giving you permission and saying it gets to be both and? You get to be a mom, and you get to engage in ministry as you are a mom, because your first ministry is your home ministry. And you get to contribute to the marketplace with the things you create. You see, you don't have to own a business to be entrepreneurial. To be entrepreneurial is creative. It's to establish new things. You are entrepreneurial by nature because God is creative. You are created in his image. Thus, you are creative. You are a creator. So I encourage you, beloved, to see this season of life. If you are at home with your kids, if you're at home and working part-time with some sort of a side hustle or a part-time job, or if right now you are working full-time outside of the home and still stewarding your role of being a mother well, no matter what season you're in, I encourage you to see how God has given you such an abundant opportunity, how he's extending such a valuable and extravagant invitation to partner with him in motherhood, in ministry, and in the marketplace. And I'm so excited for you, because one of the things that God has called me to do in the marketplace is to co-author a book that is going to be coming out really soon. It's called Rhythms of Grace. There will be a resource in the show notes below where you can get on that list, and we'll connect with you and let you know how you can join the fun and partner with us in getting that out there to help moms know that as you're walking through the highs and the lows, the ebbs and the flows, the burdens and the blessings that are found in the experience of motherhood, we can count it all joy. We can extend grace through the process. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much, Lord. I thank you so much for this opportunity to just pour into this beloved woman of God and let her know, God, that you are here for her in it all. You have given her this abundant life, and you are inviting her to partner with you to bring it to fruition. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to partner in vision and walk it out to fruition. God, you are good. You are good all the time. And we thank you for your presence. In your mighty name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hey, Mama, one quick thing before you go. If this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can pay it forward is to head over to iTunes, Treasure of Mama Podcast, and leave a review and subscribe to the channel.